All right, I'll call the Pine City Urban Renewal Agency meeting to order on December 4th at 3 p.m.
Sorry?
Established quorum.
Oh, Andrea Heine here.
Ann Gaywith here.
Vicki Russell here.
Craig Eaton here.
James Better here.
And Colin Bruce here. So we have a quorum. We're missing Stu Martinez by prior arrangement. And the rest of us are here. Craig.
For the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any added agenda items? Anybody? Just move right past that one. And on to approval of the November 6th meeting minutes, which were included in the packet.
I so move that we accept the November 6th meeting minutes.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. All right, meeting minutes approved. And on to the Idaho Pine Station.
Yes, so real quick, just, you don't have anything in your packet, but we did take all the comments from council and this body and went and met with architects, but landscape design, Rick is our engineer. And they're putting all those comments, changing the design and trying to get it done. Joel, that stiff funding that we're applying for is due in January. So we are like running to the finish line to get that done and have that engineered and ready to go, those documents. So by your next meeting, hopefully I'll have the final draft of what it's gonna look like and what we're applying for. And hopefully, cross fingers, we'll get the funding for at least one and what that looks like.
So that,
and that it's still really tight. So COIC is helping to write the grant and do it. We're supposed to be getting letters of support. We are working with an U of O student who's in a grant writing class who's supposed to be getting letters of support. Have you been reached out to? She's been MIA, so that's disconcerting. So we are having a phone call tomorrow, and then as soon as I will probably be reaching out and try to get letters of support.
Question on the storefront improvement program, starting with the brochure.
Yeah, and those are might be out of order. You can talk about whichever one you want to talk about first. Going over those resolution and then the brochure. You had time to look these over and come to some kind of ideas. Some of these the city attorney wanted clarification on for the resolution. The resolution's a draft. On the staff report, I had put formal motion and action. We're not actually going to approve it at this meeting. We need answers and to discuss some of these questions we have on the brochure and the resolution, and then we'll come back with it in your January meeting for an actual adoption of the resolution. So.
And when was that? When's the seminar meeting that we wanted to roll it out?
We want to roll it out in February. Were we going to have January at the chamber?
Breakfast, we were in talk.
Yeah, and we can still talk about it. I think by then we'll be formalized enough to even to talk about the meeting, have the brochure ready to go.
It
was initially December. We were talking about December.
Yeah, and what happened was, and you know, it happened. The resolution, we need the answer to those, and I need you get, you know, we have to discuss. So we can still talk about it, the program. We can still have the brochure done, because after today, we'll have the brochure pretty much nailed down. And then we can still hand that out. We can still talk about it. The resolution will come in January, and then we are going to need to talk about how you want to do this program and applications. And
I think we want to wait to January to do it.
Well, yeah, we talked about the, yeah.
There's a joint one, right?
Our joint breakfast in January.
What date is that?
18th.
So your meeting will be before then anyway.
I think our meeting is the Tuesday before.
We changed it. So I think we'll be fine. I think you'll have already adopted the resolution. We'll be fine to talk about it. We'll have enough information
then.
So it's not going to slow you down. Right, right.
Yeah.
And so I think you'll be fine. You'll still be on track, not scheduled.
What were those questions specifically that
Yeah, so they're on the staff report regarding the attached resolution, and then there's just, hopefully you read through them. If you want to do the brochure first, we can talk about the brochure first, or you can talk about the resolution. The brochure's on the next page. Let's do the brochure. It's easier. We can nail down some of these. Question one basically is just wanting to clarify on the brochure. You have buildings must meet the following criteria, primarily a commercial use. I'm just wondering if you want to actually define primarily. You want to put 50% of it must be for commercial. You want to say all commercial use, or do you want to leave it the way it is and then just kind of wing it and see what
of it, you know.
But it's commercial.
It's mostly commercial, but the apartment's not. So
yeah.
If you're
yeah.
making
yeah,
improvements
there's,
to the
there's
building.
Several.
Yeah, I'm not saying not do it. I'm just saying,
yours wasn't
do
the
you
one
want
I was
to define primarily?
We may want to get more for this first run. I mean,
that was
going to
be another conversation about
50%. I mean, at least 50%, because it because we want to be dialoguing with somebody that, that's how I think.
Well, what do we have that would be more than 50% commercial use?
Well, less than 50.
Or
less than.
Yeah, less than. I can only think of a couple places in town that even have apartments above them.
Okay.
We could get if you're doing square footage, there's probably as much square footage that
they must be commercial on the bottom floors. Then it could be that would at least give you a concrete yes, no right there. And
mm-hmm.
then what they do above, even if they add on later, or maybe part of this they want to add on and they can put as much residential as they want. We want to encourage that anyway. So,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a way to define it. So where it's definite mm-hmm. black and white, here you go.
That's not a bad way to do it.
What I was thinking is you get somebody in here and dialogue about, is this commercial? Is this residential? When I do the residential, and you really want that.
What if we do that? The improvements must be on the commercial.
You're not going to not
underneath.
Pay them. I mean, they can use their own money to. I mean, the reality is, if you're maxing it out at 10,000, which we'll talk about too probably later, if you're only allowing 10,000 in improvements anyway from this body, they're probably going to be. They're going to be adding a
yeah.
lot more of their own money anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think you start putting percentages,
yeah.
then you've got to go measure.
Well, I'm not saying measure, but just it says primarily commercial use, so.
Well, it says primary commercial use, so you either want it to say
primary.
And primarily is defined by for the most part.
Yeah.
So if we say primarily for the
yeah.
most part, that's not quite as restrictive.
Yeah.
So you want primary commercial use.
Primarily.
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 Craig, any opinions?
Primarily would,
yeah,
I think that's a
reasonable
whole,
person's going to understand.
I think that's the whole
point of it.
Point of it.
It's good because if they could have a watchman or something, somebody that might stay and have a little
person's condition.
Oh, is that good? We're good primarily?
Mm-hmm.
And then under storefront program overview, your brochure's states the assistance may be used a variety of projects. It lists the type of projects. Do you want to think about adding any kind of language which requires the new design to adhere to the design standards in the code? And what I mean by that is basically citing Article 4 downtown overlay. We do talk in the brochure in one section about that we created this downtown overlay, but we don't talk about and the idea that that's what it's for, and we all know that that's what it's for, and that's what this program, but we don't cite our code anywhere in there. And being a planner, I just kind of...
I think just how it states it, development moving forward within this overlay zone will follow these standards. You're going to need to look at those to make the application.
You brought up Wikia. Would it cover, because part of our urban renewal, does that go into Wiki?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I would say that's in the city, but not necessarily.
Wouldn't be under the downtown design standards.
It's true.
So if we're going to allow any, I mean, I'm trying to think of what our area is for urban renewal.
I just kind of assumed that this was for the downtown storefront loan program. It wasn't.
How are we going to make that distinction when people read it, hear about this, and Wiki Up Station wants
and
you're going to have to explain to them.
where are our urban renewal boundaries?
Yeah, we'll have to definitely have urban renewal boundaries laid out so that.
Because I wouldn't be opposed to giving money to someone in.
Well, but the,
if, you know,
so
right? I don't think we can.
The point is, our downtown design standards, though, are only in that downtown core. They're not up there. So we would have nothing to apply standards to for them to do a program because we have no design standards.
It's just in the urban renewal district boundaries.
It is. Well, it's in the downtown overlay boundaries is where this program's initiated because we want people to create that downtown overlay, those
we want them to, but where is it defined? Is it
the downtown overlay is for the downtown, this triangle area, which the urban renewal is in.
Where does it say in the storefront program that it's only for the downtown area?
And what are the boundaries of that, as opposed within
well, that's what
the boundaries
says,
of the
put into place
renewal.
Downtown design standards. These are to build a sense of conformity, beautification, all development moving forward with this within this overlay zone will follow these standards.
But that tells about the standards, but it doesn't say this program must be
pertains
in that
to
area.
Your business must be within.
Agent is launching a storefront improvement program to assist property and business owners to implement the new design in existing buildings. So it's
we
vague.
We need to say within
it still doesn't
that
say.
We
downtown.
Need to clarify, which is also the Article 4 clarification that I was talking about.
Yeah, we just need to put that in the open way.
Yeah, because if we don't have it in there, then, and you know.
Needs to be clear.
Yeah.
We're going to get people from Wickiup that want to improve their area, and we're going to say, oh, sorry, you're in Wickiup, and then they're the redheaded stepchild again.
And the downtown,
yeah.
The city is going to have to deal with. Mm-hmm. Wickiup and part of the town has just been.
Well, they're not in the urban renewal.
Yeah, they're not in the urban renewal.
So that
renewal.
Takes
no,
care of that.
Find out if they.
Did you? Can you pull up the urban renewal map?
Well, we have the overlay is over there.
Well, that's the downtown,
that's
overlay.
The downtown overlay.
Yeah.
That's downtown overlay.
Do we have something that shows the downtown overlay within the urban renewal district?
Definitely
we'll
just within.
Looking that up though. A lot of our, almost all our towns. So I will be more clear on that first downtown design standards.
I would
thing.
Think this program has to be within the urban renewal district.
Well, it is.
Well, it is.
It is. It just
anything
needs to be in the downtown overlay, is what you're saying.
Well, I think they're different.
Because that's where the design standards are,
is
in that downtown. And that's what we're trying to build, is the design standards downtown.
But, you know, your urban renewal district overlay.
Yeah.
And your storefront program probably should include all of the urban renewal.
There's no design standards outside that overlay, so we have nothing to judge when they come through with.
Well, can't they still have to adhere to the downtown overlay standards? They're not necessarily within the downtown overlay. Let's take Park and Rec for the 150 acres. Let's say they have a building there. They're not within the downtown overlay, but they want to do something with the building. They might come asking for to be a part of this
program.
Yeah, but
I think the part of the program, the point of the program is to get the downtown looking like this this look we want.
Well, we
so
need
I'm
to
thinking
see
about
what these boundaries
a shotgun.
Are.
That's kind of always been our approach.
TGM.
Yeah, we were trying to focus.
I think the point, the premise of this program was to create the downtown, and the downtown design standard was this, and was to create that downtown feel, and the whole point of the storefront loan program was to help that happen.
But I see Ann's point too. You don't want to be inadvertently excluding an entity that wants to conform to these standards, right, Ann?
Well, we're not stopping anybody from it. It's just the money
we
were going
to
use to
focus
on the downtown.
We have, $50,000 set aside?
$40,000.
So, but we're setting the table for what we're going to do in the future. So,
and to tell the truth, with the refinement plan going, you're starting this program with the refinement plan. If we were to have somebody come in and say they want to do this program and they did it, and then the refinement plan happened and the road went a different way, or the road, they took off more of this, or they had to redo some of their building, or it got shifted. I don't know.
So this still doesn't show me where the downtown overlay, where the boundary.
So the downtown overlay is right there. That's that big white.
The white boundary.
Dash, yeah. Yeah.
So it's
up to First Street. I think that's the top of it is First Street, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we actually. Yeah, and come down to Morrison and behind.
Actually, it goes past Morrison.
To Second.
Yeah, it goes to Second.
It goes to Second. It goes kind of, look at how it.
I mean, the reality is it's just going to hit Morrison because all that out there's, unless, you know.
Field.
Yeah. Frontier Days.
It's actually bigger. It goes, did we go across?
The boundary of the downtown overlay.
Yes,
it's actually beyond First Street because it's up here. First Street's right here.
Yeah, it goes up. Yeah, it goes up there.
I was saying First Street, then you have all the people north of First Street.
Yeah.
That aren't included, that you're not going to include.
No, 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 they're included.
Okay.
Is that Memorial?
It's not labeled on here.
Yeah, it's hard. That's.
Not 100% sure what it is.
One of my pet peeves on maps are facts. No water.
This is nothing. See, there's no road here.
The school.
It's just the boundaries on this here. So they did it.
Oh.
So we could encap, so we could get this.
So that's basically right across from the track at the high school where the.
Coach Road.
Coach Road.
Right. It goes up Coach, but it goes.
To Wendy's property.
Yeah, right, basically the walking path where Mid-Oregon Federal Credit Union is right there.
And then it cuts across. There's no road, it just cuts across the boundaries.
This isn't a road.
Because they did, they had to look at it.
There isn't any other commercial development yet up that way.
Bluewood, you have the whole Bluewood up there.
Yeah, Bluewood Plaza, so it includes all of Bluewood Plaza.
Yeah. They could use.
So it does take in, it's actually a large part of the city.
It just doesn't include the Wickiup area, which is.
And I, you know, there's no telling with Wickiup, we have plans for Wickiup. I mean, it's not forgotten, it's not going to be, you know, missed. I mean, we're improving it, it's starting to look a little better and we're talking, so there could be some cool things that happen up there too, so.
So it actually, I think Ann's right that the Urban Renewal District does not include Wickiup.
No way.
So we could actually include areas within the Urban Renewal District, I guess.
I would just, this can be changed. We're just trying to roll this out. I think concentrating it and keeping it simple might be the best way to go when your money starts coming. We can enlarge it. We can change the resolution. We can, it can be broadened. Yeah, you can change the nature of the program and how it works. I mean, you know, based on what you see in the first couple of years, it's just, it would be really good to get like a couple
of happens. We have more applications than we could possibly, $1,000.
$40,000, but yeah.
$40,000, it would be amazing. You're right. And so then we can say, it'll help us.
Just for clarification, we are going to say within the downtown design standard area so that people aren't good with that.
Be very clear in that first paragraph.
Okay.
So we're talking about that area down there, the one down there in the red. Urban renewal money comes from.
Yeah.
This is where the urban renewal
set aside tax dollars that we get to budget.
We've already addressed number three.
We've already addressed number three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So was there anything before we move on? Those were just the questions you guys had on the brochure. Was there anything on the brochure that anybody else had?
Do you think if you did that, the improvement grant, do you think that's a good place to put right in there the line?
I was going to put it in design under downtown design standards and just make it very clear in there that it's the article, whatever, for downtown overlay. We could put it in a couple different.
I think it would go in the storefront program overview.
Couple different.
I agree
places.
With Connie. I think that's where it should go, the program overview, because that's a good spot to define the boundaries.
Okay. Perfect. I guess I did have a question on the maximum grant, 10,000, level one grant, 75, level two, up to 100. $10,000, do you want to specify, or do you want to just have them bring their projects?
I'm going to match.
Well, because of the minor projects, such as paint, new signage only, if the maximum grant's 10,000, 5,000 on paint, do we care? They bring a project in 10,000, or if it's only 5,000 for paint, or they're gonna add wood beams for 10,000.
We wanted them to contribute. That was the whole process.
Right.
That in our discussion.
Right.
So a level two grant, is that where we would want?
No, I'm just asking, do you want to mess with the level one, level two, and just have 100% match or 75% match? Just, it's not that much difference, 75 versus 100%, if they're going to come up.
$1,000 and you're going to match me $10,000 versus 7,500.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Too.
If I'm spending $20,000, really, and you're going to match, you know.
Some people may look at this and say, you know what, to get up, there's some incentive to, you know, have two different levels.
Yeah, and you're not talking that much difference, $25 in each day, or,
It's incentive to do a little bit more.
Which begs the question, is $10,000 enough for somebody to want to do what?
Well, you're talking $20,000.
Yeah. So we have an $80,000 approval list to see if we could get.
Right.
Yes. So what if somebody comes in here and it's a huge, say, you know.
That was my point. They can
present two. They can present
two
requests.
Two phases.
Two requests. But that still allows us to always, we hope that we've got four
that,
eight
that's
people.
That's question number two. So.
Yeah, four eight people that are going to come in that want to improve downtown in the overlay.
Right, I'm thinking of like just what if you have one business owner that actually has the money that could make the improvements, says, oh, this is cool, I'll get an extra $10,000 from the city, or maybe I can get $40,000 from the city, I'm going to make $120,000 worth of improvement and really make my building look downtown design.
But I don't think
where
that's,
do you want to weigh that,
that
versus somebody
goal.
Who might
yeah.
share?
Okay. Our goal is more try and get several places
some
improved
small, yeah,
and
several
not,
small
not one. So I think keeping it, you know, I mean, if we weren't getting anybody interested and they wanted to resubmit a second one for, and I don't think we have an issue with that, but I think that it would be up to someone to do.
We were hoping in our discussion if I impact. Even though, I mean, if we were to give somebody all of the money, we would have plenty of public.
We can't do that. No matter what, we can't do that.
So what happens if somebody comes in and wants to do a paint job and put a new sign in and do
up to 100% match? Yeah. It could still be 75, you know, because that's still up to 100, or we could do 80%.
Gotcha.
And by the time they've gotten three bids and they have to be qualified builders.
You know, it depends on what comes across the table.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess it's a learning process for us, too. It's the first time we've done this.
Yeah,
so
it's, you know, I see where, and you, this group has, that's the goal, to spread the money around with three worse places. Rather than funneling the money all in one direction. We can do that.
Well, and I think that it's important the way that we sell it to the public when we announce it, too, is that it's celebrate our accomplishment of the downtown design standards and to help with those new standards so that we have a defined, beautiful downtown area, you know. Whereas if we sell it that we're only allowing it in this area and only these businesses are going to apply, that's when you get the negative.
Well, and we started this, we set aside really smaller dollars, so we can say we're, you know, this is a clear.
As Melissa said, the rules could be changed if the situation merits it, so we're not locked in.
Right.
Yeah, you can tell, attorney was involved.
Yes.
So the first question is, do you want to accept applications on a rolling basis subject to availability? So if, for instance, we only get one application, we still have 30,000 less if it was for 10,000. Do you want to be able to accept those all year round?
That's an interesting
side of having an open application period.
I
can't see any reason not to accept them whenever they come in.
I guess the only downside is you could, because they could do it in the winter, apply, and you guys could accept and say, yeah, we'll do this. And then maybe when spring hits, they say, no, we don't project anymore, and those funds could have been. That's the only downside I see, is that you could have used funds maybe possibly if people bow out, but I don't know that it's a downside to just have those funds.
Always that could happen.
Issue.
Yeah,
could happen
it is.
Time of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought about, so when you say that, the process, so if we have the application, so let's say 10,000, we match the 10,000, because we want to make some, you know, have things just, it's not the best application. So if we did application, if somebody comes in August and does an application.
Not our concern though, really. I mean, you indicated, well, maybe they don't do the application correctly. Well, that's a big if.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we would relax the standards just to get that first person funded.
No,
am I misunderstanding?
No, you. I didn't probably present it right, but I'm thinking about if we want to make this money have impact in the next year, we want them to get those projects done. Mm-hmm. So if we only have two applications, because it would give us time to market out if we say these applications can be from February 1 and to see the impact of what the urban renewal. Then we will be setting our budget also for the 30 applications, we know that we need to be budgeting for.
Yeah. When you have a deadline, you get to pick which projects you think are worthy. Whereas if you have a rolling basis, then you're kind of stuck because you don't know what's coming in the next week.
Right. Which we come in and
that.
We agree.
There is that comparison
yeah.
process
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
that you're kind of taking off the table when you do that.
Deadline gives people that sense of urgency and, hey, there's only this much funding, we got to get it in or we're not going
to
get
and
it.
And we want to close this one because it's only 40,000 to get the community on board with it. Because we go through the applications, so do every meeting because we're getting one application.
In April with all of them in front
and
of us.
And sit down and you're right and look at them and say, okay, this is going to be impact.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a deadline, if nothing comes in, mm-hmm. the deadline could always be extended. Right?
Yeah,
if
or we could decide that. I think we would know if we don't get people in that we need to market
some,
a little.
We've
we need
something.
To market a
yeah.
little bit.
Something
that's just my,
yeah.
I just think if we want this, in my opinion, is this, we want this. Oh, look, they have a storefront program. Lighting, it could be a bicycle rack, it could be some of those things. And so we can market, we can put Ann on.
Thanks.
Protocol at the marketing.
Michael actually had some input.
I think that's a great idea. I'd just be concerned about being able to get quotes from three.
Time for contractors, at least we have a, you know, the slower, unless they're internally building, but we
yes.
have some, we have a little more opportunity.
That's the time
mm-hmm.
we do
with
bidding.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah, absolutely. But then they are also.
So I think we've decided that. Is everybody on board with not leaving it open?
I think looking at all of them together, I mean,
makes sense.
Because we may have somebody that really
gonna
somebody
be used
who's
by
gonna,
blah, blah, blah.
Is going to be something for safety and enhancement. And so that we recruit anybody to come and help.
We should wait and see what comes in.
Yeah.
And then
well, I was thinking
Vicky's
Craig.
Assuming we're going to have this huge.
I know.
Fire.
I love her. I love
hey!
Her.
Well, Craig is going off, and he's
yeah.
been
right.
through this whole process on something. If we have a lot.
Your meetings are open to the public.
Yeah. So
Craig, get ready for a call. When the 2-foot, 3-foot high staff comes in. Yes.
Other questions?
There's no allowed. There's no getting away.
You
can
just have the rest. On the.
So number two is the, do you want to mandate that they have, you know, an applicant for qualified projects, they have to exceed a certain amount? For instance, or if somebody comes in, maybe they only have, they want to put a bike rack and it's $1,500 or something. Do you a minimum amount where they're spending some money?
I say no minimum, because if you're talking about impact, every component contributes
mm-hmm.
to the collective
yeah.
impact. So yeah, these
and
are small businesses.
I think we should try that, and after we have 49 applications
for a bike rack,
next year we might say we have a minimum. But I think if
yeah.
we want to do it for
mm-hmm.
this year, might need to be reviewed.
I think it make it interesting. See what shakes out.
Yeah, we could be the bike rack town of Southern Deschutes.
We do have U of O students. Actually, this would be a great. Thing to use it on actually like $5,000 or $2,500, but the U of O students does have the pine cone and metal, and that would be a good qualifying expense, I would think, if somebody wanted to get some urban renewal dollars and chip in.
And all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
see six or seven bike racks pop up with our logo on it.
Wouldn't it be cool?
That'd be great.
So in that respect, and but they're more than, you know, they're expensive. So if they chipped in half and did 50 or 75 or whatever you guys did, that would be pretty cool to start seeing those pop ups.
Yeah.
I think we'd really have to pay attention to the fact if someone came in and reached them, we'd have to make sure and give 75% of it too.
I almost think
that we'd have to almost come up with some kind of a, if it's this project.
Or this type of bike rack, you know, show them the two and say, if you're putting in a bike rack, these are the two qualifying bike racks, or be
for
that
us.
Kind
for
of,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Because a staple is a staple, and I'm not sure how good that, I mean, I'm not sure where downtown feels, so. I said no, we don't care about minimum on number one, on number two. Number three, is there anything else that you would feel needs to be added to render an applicant ineligible for the program?
Well,
and
have we
they put that example in there about you already got funds the previous year or whatever.
Well, we said
that. Right.
So I don't think that.
And presumably you're going to be totally different projects, so I can't see having a restriction.
So do you see an issue coming up with reasons we denied a project if we don't put something like that in there? So if somebody came to us and said, hey, we want to paint our building, we're going to spend $10,000 or $20,000, we're applying for a $10,000 matching grant, another one, and then we say, no, we already put in one, but we don't have that in our criteria, so we deny them on something that's not in our criteria, legally.
We're going to presumably have all these applications.
Stacks of them.
Stacks of them.
That's right, and we're going to be going through them, and so we'll have to weed. You know, we'll have to weed through them and take it down.
So if they were to do two applications on the same building, but we have already, we can.
But if we did have the funds and we just thought, we kind of want to.
Well, remember that applications are closed in a certain period. So at that point, I guess if we have one applicant, two projects.
We award them both.
Yeah.
I'm putting the scenario out there, because are you okay with that? If we only get, would you rather give the funds to one person twice?
I would rather give the money to someone who made the initiative to make the application.
Or would you rather roll it over to next year and try and market better?
Number six.
That's what they do best.
In your resolution. Number six says available funds provided under the program will be determined and subject to appropriation by resolution of the board. The amount of financial assistance may be increased or decreased at any time by resolution. If the board decides to limit or not provide funding for the program in any particular fiscal year, you'll not be obligated to provide any program funding if it's not available.
It's not the same thing.
If the hold on, I keep reading. I read it wrong the first time. If program fund requests, if program funds requests exceed funding provided by the board will determine program participation based upon what the board determines is in the agency's best interest, subject to provisions. At all times, agencies' financial assistance will be based on availability of funds and agency's program budget and time. No, that doesn't talk about
it. Didn't.
I don't
this
think
has
that's
to
the
do
same
with,
point.
This is setting up the program. This isn't setting up criteria for evaluation, though, so you're probably not going to get that through this resolution.
I think that's an important question. I think because I think that's something that could come up. We get one person or, you know,
and
two
that's
people
number five. So, yeah.
That take a look at that and then we decide. You know, maybe that's not the best use of our money, and maybe we didn't market it correctly, and we need to look at how we put it out there, or maybe we need to change some criteria. And if we make it to where we have to give out the funds to that person, then we have to give out the funds.
Well,
3 is that where it is?
It
has to be in there somewhere.
The board's sole discretion, approve with conditions or deny an application.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So we have the power to do
that.
And we could, I mean, we can't, we don't have to give an explanation for denial.
That's no. Right. 9-3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, 9-3.
I knew. See, I read this. I knew it was in this one. I just went to the wrong section.
I'm denying the pink and the purple. I like
it. It does say, preference may be given to, it even goes on to say preference may be given to certain types of expenses without direct, so you've got lots of latitude in here. You've got lots of latitude.
Oh, I like this. The programs will be dispersed to a recipient. That also tells you they're not
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? No.
This license?
Yeah.
I think we could use some more of it.
Okay, on to the next.
I mean, they're coming to you for a
Approved.
Yeah, a benefit, so they're gonna, I mean, by project definitions. Are there any additional project work or expenses the agency does around? That's just a blatant question. You can say, you know, you don't have to elaborate.
If we wanted to change the budget, we have to do it through another process, and it's gonna be.
Yeah, then we have to do a supplemental budget or some, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't, it's a public hearing, I think. I think they're okay. The attorney, we were just throwing that out there just to make sure we're okay with them.
Three.
So when we set our criteria of this.
Before we move on to that,
yeah.
Sorry. Under qualified projects, we don't have like the bike racks. You guys all on the same, you see where that is? The definition on page 2 of the resolution. Sorry, Vicki, I just didn't think we were quite done. What we're talking about, is there any, please review qualified expenses and qualified project definitions. Are there any additional projects, work, and or resolution that has qualified expenses, and then it has qualified
expenses? Repair and replacement of sidewalk, if the sidewalk is part of overall infrastructure related, such as bike racks. So we'd want to add bike
lighting.
Or lighting.
Is another one that
yeah.
can be added there. Exterior lighting, safety lighting. Actually, it does say installation
says,
and repair of exterior
lighting. It says including without
lighting.
Limitation. So.
Where are you reading?
Qualified
projects.
Sorry.
Well,
including without limitation.
Limitation, the following. So you can.
There's a lot of latitude there.
You have another 14 pages if you tried to put them all in there.
Replacement of sidewalks.
Personal benefits and resources. I guess even the word safety, because we've talked. I apologize. Lighting's actually in there. It's under D.
Yeah, exterior lighting.
Exterior lighting. But safety, the bike racks and safety, especially if we think we want to see that a little bit and get some bike racks, you know.
This one, it would be hard for a bike rack because I bet there would be maybe.
The bike rack's not going to be priority problem.
Well, let's see, we've got a brand new Huntington Station. They put a lot of money into their building. Maybe they want a bike rack.
They got a place for it.
You know.
They were probably required to put one in. I'll have to look at that.
I don't know. Okay, so are we good with the definitions then?
Yeah.
Those minor revisions.
Do you
okay.
want to, so you want to add bike racks and safety features?
Is everybody?
Yeah,
now we can move on to number 5. What criteria will the board use to evaluate proposals and make funding decisions? See section
9.3.
Which you kind of
can I just
about.
Clarify real quick, sorry, before we move on? Safety features. On the outside, right? On the facade.
Exterior
safety
yeah. improvements.
Yeah.
I went on the facade or around?
Exterior safety features.
Exterior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to clarify, otherwise somebody will come in with their inside.
A ramp would be outside,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
adding stuff
yep.
like that. So.
Exterior is the keyword.
Yep.
yep.
Okay,
9.3. This is the long one that's going to be.
I already decided that it was board sole discretion.
Yeah.
Pretty much covers.
Can you share maybe what the, was Jeremy concerned about anything in particular?
So it does go into though, we evaluated among other things, preference may be given to certain types of expenses, so there's that. We could put the safety in there too. Although that, leaving it vague is good. Mm-hmm. Whether the applicant has previously received program funds, the applicant's compliance with, yeah, I think it's actually good.
It did or?
It did. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
I thought we were putting something blushing. We were giving a preference to safety or?
Yeah,
or
something like that.
That's in the brochure.
That's where it was.
Yeah, I changed the wording a little bit from where it was. I did some cleanup. There were some typos, but applications which include a safety feature may be prioritized at the discretion of the Urban Renewal Board. I kept that vague too. Yeah,
we do.
You got a lot of discretion.
Darn too.
Yeah,
not by chance.
So I think that's. So we'll make a few of those changes on the brochure and the resolution for you to have at your next meeting to vote on. Have any other?
So when we roll out, will we put, we don't want to reprint the brochure, want to have the,
What do you mean by you don't want to reprint the brochure?
Well, I mean, next year. Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
It says application deadline February 27th. Do we want to change that? Make it further out?
I was thinking applications open for application 30th and see what we get.
So it's one little, so we have this saved, and I can just make that one little change every year for application deadlines.
Because we're not rolling out till...
I don't think it matters if they start turning them in early, does it?
No.
Well,
we don't have an application. We got to get an application.
Yeah, we have to have an application for them to turn it in.
Yeah, which, a little crazy right now, but yeah, we'll get, so I need to, we need to come up...
I'm going to send you my application that we did. It was used for the, our CCNRs, and it came from, I mean, a conglomeration...
Good template?
Yeah, it's a good template, and you can go in and change and...
Yeah, perfect.
But it has everything. It has, so if they, a lighting and what we can, you can do is wise.
NA.
Yeah, just, it's really easy, makes you, it just gives you, we'll do that, and it's, you can play with it and make our project instead of ours of a project.
So, any other discussion on the brochure and resolution?
So do you want to have application deadline just April 30th and not put the opening date? And if somebody calls, we'll just deal with it, because we'd rather have people happier than...
And if somebody came in and they had a good application, we have the discretion weeks because you've brought us...
Well, they would be submitting probably just like a proposal of their project without an application, in which case, then I, with what we're...
I thought we discussed looking for a little different picture.
I thought we did.
There were more,
I thought we did too.
We did spin on that a little bit.
I thought he changed, did he not change them?
I don't, I think they're the same ones.
The same one, but...
Which...
Just something that was more along the lines with our...
The before and after? So you want, we want to do Cascadian.
We want the Cascadian style.
So I will go to Sandy. Sandy does Cascadian too, and I will go pick some of their before and afters.
Something that we're looking for, rather than...
I agree.
I think it's that they're a little bit more downtown-y than we are.
We're trying to get there.
Yes.
So what we're looking for.
Trying to get there.
But...
Yeah.
They show what you could do, but it's...
I'll look some before and afters.
Something that fits our design standards that would be a little bit...
Can you just shoot us an email on those?
You want to prove, yes.
No, that would give us more time to look at the options.
You can make it very clear that if we don't respond by a certain day that you're picking them. If I don't get your feedback, bye.
So give us a deadline.
That's right.
That's right. Cindy, you have 1 minute to respond. Hit reply.
And you had discussion on application selection.
Did I now? Let me table that for now, because let me get the application so we know. And basically, it's how you're going to pick. But I almost think on this first go-around, to keep it simple, let's just keep it simple, have them turn in their applications, and you discuss them and pick which ones you want, not really have any kind of... I mean, we all should be able to pick which ones based on their application and the projects they happen to go through this criteria and any kind of formal around. And if it becomes a problem, we'll talk about it. That would be helpful
for now.
There's
some pretty high expectations.
There's going to be...
For their $5,000. Going to change the whole format and fronts of all of the stores.
So we have no other discussion items under number 9. And Michael, do you have any comments? Public comment?
No, not right now.
Okay. staff comments?
I do not have any.
I have no comments. No.
You're writing us a check, Jean.
You all chip in.
Yeah, is it going to have to be paid back eventually so other people can use it, or how does that work?
No, so the map that you have is the urban renewal boundaries, and basically when you form an urban renewal district, you're allowed to defer some taxes to the district And that's where the money comes from, is from deferred taxes for the urban renewal.
Yeah, so when somebody improves their building, that difference is what goes to urban renewal.
And any new.
So as, yeah, or any new, so as things grow.
So it's kind of paid back.
You get, yeah, so urban renewal budget right now, I think you have 85,000 or something you had in your budget. So as things continue to grow and improve downtown.
There's an acronym, the TI something.
Urban renewal?
Yeah, it spells out where the money comes from.
The budget, your budget book. Did you get your budget, a budget book for urban renewal?
And there should have been actually like an urban renewal book.
Right.
It has quite a lengthy.
It's tax increment financing kind of type thing. Not really, but kind of.
In that notebook.
It's complicated. Just need to know that, yeah, you get some taxes.
We had, when we started, I think, didn't we? Those taxes are deferred to our urban renewal.
St. Charles.
So all of the sudden, we had a little more money, you know.
And we started with, like, that $5,000. $5,000.
Yeah. Come a long way.
So that's, and now, because, and when, or what it can do for us.
So if you look in your book, it kind of explains, too, what. There's only certain things that we can use the money for. Right. They have to be within the urban renewal boundaries that are on your map. And there's a lot of different restrictions about it.
It's mostly infrastructure.
You know, Jean's point is good in the sense of looking forward to when we roll out the program. We shouldn't assume that people know what an urban renewal district is. We should
be
sure to
tell people that don't.
But I mean, so we should be sure to define exactly what we're here for and where the money comes from and how it can be used. Just putting that in my own head.
Yeah, I think there's a good pretty one. Good, isn't there a pretty good definition on the website, do you know, Kelly?
There is. I was scheduled this Friday to on basis that's been here and all of the time.
We never have public at our urban
And he's council elect, so does it really count now?
It's at 3:30 or 3 o'clock.
All right, any other board member comments? The only thing I have is that maybe after the first of the year, we can bring back our discussion on
the banners.
Rather than it getting forgotten, I think we do need to bring it back and discuss it on after the first of the year. Once we get, and as a council, we'll have two new members on here, so I think that'll be a good time to bring stuff up. Well, there's four counselors or five counselors. They could choose other boards, and you know, usually you stay, but you never know. So, yeah.
Do you want to stay?
Well, I do want to stay, but I have other boards too that I'm on. So, So if there's no further discussion,
thank you.
To Melissa's point, we don't actually have to have a motion to adjourn because if we don't, we're not going to stay.